thank you so much, PBS Radio, for making this possible for this episode with Winfrey and Terry Brown of Questions and Answers with the Elohim to be heard. Excuse me, Worldwide Live. As usual, you can submit a question to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. Several people are here, and if you want to, feel free to say names and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Welcome, John.
Lauren from Fort Washington.
Good evening, Lauren. Welcome.
And Jeannie from Citrus Heights.
Welcome to you, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Debbie Costa Mesa.
Welcome, Debbie Dolphin.
Hey.
And those listening in online through BBS, we welcome you. Thank you for being here. Today it is Wednesday, April 7th, 2021. I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Joy in Squim, Washington.
Welcome, Joy.
Hi,
how
are you doing, Joy?
Oh, more better.
More better.
Ah, yeah. How about you, Lauren?
Doing all right.
Good.
Good evening. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. This is Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome, Janine.
Thank you.
Hi, Janine.
Hi.
We have John, Jeannie, Joy, and Janine, all right?
Right on.
Welcome. Thank you for being here. Appreciate the name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Good evening, Roger. Welcome.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Good evening. Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
And the next caller, welcome. Feel free to say your name and location.
Hi, hi, everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Good evening, hi, Shirley. Welcome.
Shirley.
And for those listening in online through BBS Radio, I want you to know that we do our daily gathering on a conference call at 7 p.m. Pacific, which is right after this show today, which is our whole planet healing gathering. We go through different sections. During this call, we have an introduction commission connection that we, but it's led by Joy that we go through. We have an invocation for protection. We usually have Terry Brown, the lady that is channeling, talk a little bit about the channeling. We have Bonnie who reads an excerpt from earlier channeled materials. We go over the planetary situation, the current state of the planet in relation to earthquakes and volcanoes. We have Jennifer studying daily what's going on and guides us on a tour over our planet to send energies where needed for a calmation. We open up the mics at one point where everyone has the opportunity to put something into the love light, what is related to our dear planet or the situations on our planet, Mother Earth. And after that, we have Wynn doing a visualization, like an overcoupling worldwide visualization for issues that are important that we put our attention on in a positive way. So everyone is welcome. You can call in by dialing 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. 7 days a week at 7 p.m. Pacific. You can find the information also at the webpage, wholeplanethealing.com. And everyone's participation is appreciated for the highest good of all and honoring free will. Those are the two big things that we honor. Everybody. And here we are. Go ahead. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Wynn in Sedona.
Welcome, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
And the next caller, please say name and location.
Hi, hi. This is Cecil near Seattle.
Welcome,
hey,
Cecil.
Cecil.
Hey.
And who else joined in? Feel free to say name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Good evening.
Hi, Terry.
Terry, welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Terry, you're late.
You're 3 seconds late, yes.
All right.
Compared to. All right, I'm going to turn the things off. One more.
Eyes, it's like your
grandma. Well, I already dumped the water out.
Did you call me, man?
Yes. Put it back in. Yeah.
I'm on a conference call.
Hey, hi.
No, Roger. Yes.
I just wanted to commend you for your creation of the word calmation of what we do on the Whole Planet Healing call.
All right.
Either you said that or I made up that you said that, but there, that was fun.
All right.
Well, maybe he said it and didn't do it intentionally. He was channeling.
Yeah. Like cranial sacred.
Right, like cranial sacred therapy. You should put that on your business card.
Really?
Well, I thank everyone for being here. Thank you, Ben and Teddy, to taking the lead in this. It's a fantastic project. And I welcome everyone on BBS Radio for participating. Thank you for being here. And Vin, I did make a recommendation on participating with a Whole Planet Healing call right after this show. And again, you can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com.
Okay.
Are you ready to get going? Somebody's breathing in the mic. That's just beautiful. Mic.
That's probably me.
All right.
Terry, what did I tell you about that breathing?
I'm muted.
Or stop doing it.
Is it Terry? Let's see. Let me see.
B, I'm losing you in.
I'm just looking to see if it's Terry breathing.
We're good right now.
Okay. Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yes.
I'm okay. I'm clear.
It's decent. Not so loud, but good enough.
Okay.
All right. So today it is April 7th. And it is Wednesday. Here we go.
The recording has started.
This is April 7th, 2021. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And this is Questions with the Elohim. And this is our call where people submit questions to our sources, who are pretty wise and very careful not to violate free will. So if you ask a question and you expect them to take over your life and run you, it's not going to happen. But they will give you a very wise way of looking at your issue. And sometimes they'll even help. So in any case, Terry, are you ready? Do I hear Terry?
I'm not ready, but I'm here.
and willing.
Well, I can tell you're not ready when you can't find your mute button.
I know. It takes me a while. I have to be careful that I just don't shut the phone off.
You know, we read a session that we did in 2012 on Monday. And since that time, I have been much more forgiving of Terry's, what should we call it, spaciness, forgetfulness. And they said, Terry came into this realm, but a good portion of her isn't here. It's on the other side. And so she has a challenge staying focused in this realm. And I said, well, that explains it. It did explain it. And I heard it before, but I don't think I registered it as much as I did on Monday. So let's get started.
And then you might want to call it her partial presence to forgive her for it.
Call it her partial presence?
Right.
My partial presence.
Partially present.
I have another problem, and that is I interface wrong with the computer, so that when I type, the letters are all jumbled. Like I type ABC, and then I look at it, and it says BCA.
Yeah. Thank you very much for being here, Terry, and for doing what you're doing. And it's an amazing. It's like, you know, in the future, looking back on it, it's going to say, oh, my God, can't believe it. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we're in the middle of it, but it's a very amazing thing. And haven't been involved for, you know, a bunch of years, over 10 years, I guess. It's mind-blowing, and it's just a great value. And
yeah, to me, too. I mean, to be able to ask questions, like Wynn and I ask questions, and we come up with amazing answers, just, you know, how to handle just through that in our own life, private sessions.
Mm-hmm. And what's amazing is that we got this far, and I don't have a clue how to do this. and Terry doesn't either. She just lets go and they start talking. And
it's a floating adventure.
Yes. So,
Terry and I are just two bozos on the Earth bus. So, okay, we're going to start. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect Terry and myself and any negativity taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted to the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything, none of that nature, must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is Ra, and we come to you, we position ourselves, we come directly to you so that we don't come through the telephone or the radio or the computer. That is where the voice comes from, so it's just a little bit slower than our direct contact with each and every one of you who wishes to be contacted or touched or communicated with from up close. If we ever say anything that doesn't make sense to you, disregard it. Do you have questions?
Yes. I'm going to ask my question first. And that is, we've talked about this, and I have the idea that when we're in a body, we can expand into higher densities. But we don't go there, actually. We're still centered here. Is it our soul which is expanding? And is that a correct idea?
Yes. When you expand, it is not your body that expands. But your body can have some impression of what is going on, but it is still in the third density, in the physical realm. It is your soul that is able to move through the densities and come out and access higher densities.
Say, for example, if someone is astral traveling, they actually take the astral imprint of their body and they can move it around to different places. It's the soul with the astral body when that's happening?
Yes.
So they're traveling together?
Yes.
And they would
be connected with a tether cord to their body.
To the physical body, yes.
Yes.
And I also have the idea that if one can expand their soul into a particular density, then they will have the option of reincarnating into that density. And can you confirm that?
Their intention would also have to be coincident with this. They would have to have the intention to reincarnate into a higher density.
Well, that's what I use the word option, right? If they had the intention, but they have not expanded into that density, then I don't think the intention would necessarily take them there.
Well, they would have to get there to, they don't, I mean, they as a being could travel there so that they don't have to expand from here to there. Their intention can carry them on a journey where they would actually go to the higher density.
You mean when they're dead or while they're here?
Either one.
Either one. And while they're sleeping?
That is possible that while they were sleeping, they could go and visit higher densities.
Okay. Let me go on with our questions here, okay? This is from David Morton. We have a bunch of people asking questions about primary beings, which came up on a recent call. The source has recently said that initially five primary beings were created. Are these beings the five universes? Then they said the new Mother Earth is a primary being. I assume a primary being is a being created by the Creator, the One Infinite Creator, directly. So this may mean there are a number of primary beings. Are primary beings able to able to do focus into bodies for incarnation?
They could do that. They might also focus into more than one body and have more than one body at a time. Concerning your first question, when the there would be more than one primary being in a universe, there would be one primary being that would be in charge of the universe, of the different, the five universes. And so the primary being, there would be one primary being in charge, but there may be more than one primary being outside of the complex, the secondary area. There may be more than one primary being that is outside, but there would be one in charge.
Does that mean the Elohim would report to a primary being? Or what is the nature of the Elohim to the primary being of this universe?
The parent doesn't necessarily have the children reporting to them. However, the parent sets up the situation for the independent life of this of the child.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I said report, does the primary being have meetings with the Elohim and say, what do you think of this, guys? Should we do this? Let's go there. Da-da-da. Anything like that?
Particularly at the start, there was, and at times, the primary beings will come into the secondary area and do missions of rescue or help. Sometimes the primary being will move into the secondary area and then get lost in the primary. A primary being can go and try and retrieve them.
And does the primary being answer prayers from humans or from this realm?
It is possible. It is up to the primary being whether they wish to do that or not. And sometimes, for instance, if a primary being has gotten lost in the secondary area, then the primary being may do prayers to aid the primary being that is lost.
Mm-hmm. And just to reiterate the question here, is the soul of the earth a primary being?
You're asking if Mother Earth is a primary being.
Well,
we feel that she is.
Okay. Is she listening to us now?
She has her ear to the ground of all things.
Does she know? Would she know she's the primary being if she was?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the next questions. Okay, this is from Isis. And we're continuing on primary beings and she has like 5 questions here. It was mentioned last week, the being who had recently taken over the role as Mother Earth is a primary being. You opened up a new set of questions. What is the difference between a primary being and a secondary being?
A secondary being is created by a primary being. A primary being is created directly, has maybe created himself, or he's been created directly from the God Source.
From the one that's in the Creator.
Right.
Is what it's called. Okay. Now, are there third level beings?
Yes.
And they're created by the Elohim?
Yes, or a secondary being of another nature.
Yeah. And that you create focusing devices for the energy.
Yes.
Of the universe. And is it common for a primary being to take the form of a planet, as Mother Earth has done?
Primary beings can do that. However, they don't even have to come into the secondary matrix.
Mm-hmm. So is it unusual that a primary being is occupying Earth?
Mm-mm. It is such an individual thing. We don't seek to, we don't easily get an average and see whether it's a major amount.
Okay. Can you share, or would Mother Earth share, why she decided to come and be Earth?
Out of the great passion and the need, her passion and the great need of the Earth for a replacement for the previous Mother Earth, who was really worn down by some of the warring factors and the Earth problems. She needed much needed rest.
Was there a period when she left and the primary being wasn't here?
No, there was an immediate replacement.
Okay.
There was a period of turnover.
Okay. Okay. Next question is from David Ferringer in Mercer, Pennsylvania. Could our sources give me some advice to cure my skin condition? Psoriasis treatments are not working. Small patches of flaking skin, minor itch, facial hair, and hairline area. I had contact with stray cats before this happened.
Thank you. The skin area is a secondary area of toxic release. There is also a factor of the skin it reacting. Exfoliation that is not normal. We suggested some herbs and, for instance, we are speaking so fast, it's like Terry is having trouble to keep up here. The digestive system needs to be at a par. You need to drink enough water or liquids in the day, not sugary either. Enough liquids to keep your body hydrated. And this can enable the flow of food to go through the digestive system and the waste to go out when things are flowing easily, to keep up a pattern to do with the rhythm of the body so the body becomes regular. Sleep between 9 and 1 is good with the lights out so that your body can rest and repair. Digestion needs to be good, so there needs to be a good mix of probiotics in the colon area. You need antioxidants to help the skin. Natural vitamin C, not ascorbic acid, a garden for life vitamin C with bioflavonoids. These are areas to pay attention to, the regularity of the body to work with the rhythms of the body, the sleep cycle, so that your body can get used to a cycle where the approximate times of eating are similar, not eating very much before bedtime, enough liquids to make sure the body is hydrated. These are places to start omega-3, so there is enough natural oils to lubricate the body. These are some areas to start and to get in a routine. Your body does better when it is in a routine and toxins are eliminated regularly in the day so that you would have a good bowel movement in the day, naturally, not forced. At a similar time of day, and your body can make use of the food and eliminate the waste properly so that it is built up in the areas of the colon and then try to be eliminated through areas in the skin. Those are some of the things. So try those and then get back to us. Back to you, Wynn. Are you there, Wynn?
You just dropped out, Hank. Thank you for being here.
Let me go in case you doesn't know. he's right next door here. He dropped out. When? He's coming back on. He'll be back in a minute.
All right.
534169. Is that right?
Okay. That is right, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm back. Okay. So I was going to ask one more question, and that was, can our sources be kind of confident that...
Terry, reading the mic.
Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
Yes, and you're breathing in the mic.
Our source is confident that it is not a parasite and that it is something else. Since he said that he caught it, he may have caught it from cats.
We take a look. We were not thinking in terms of the catching of a parasite. We were thinking in terms of allergic reaction with the to the cats, and allergic reactions are formed when toxins are not properly eliminated from the system. If the toxins were eliminated within the system, then the situation should clear.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And next question, just a moment. Okay. This is somewhat of a long one, and it's from Janine in Salt Lake City. Let's see what time it is. We have time for it. Dear Wynn, it's been a while. I have been in a zone with my stuff. As you can tell, I got another phone, and I am so stupid when it comes to people tracking little computers for the government, health care, etc. As what they want us to think is real, and most have no clue what's going on. I hurt for them. So I tell the one person I trust, you, because my sons wouldn't be in the state of mind to hear. Not the way it feels, the way I want to convey it. They have been the most wonderful, if not challenging, time I ever had. This has been, I guess, with every day of them, was, is, and will be, a most blessed memory, meaning her children, I guess. Every breath of my life has been a blessed second. I am an old soul and wanderer. I have been in it, soul, heart, mind, and body, so I could learn how to feel it. Problem is, I can feel it all the time. I don't have the right words to explain how I feel it. It's happy, sad, in all kinds of ways, at the same time. Always has been that way for the earth. Every plant, insect, animal, person, soul. Please help me explain in spirit language how much I care for everything. Thank you, Lynn and Terry. Now, she asked one more question. She said, yes, please, and if you could, also inquire about it with Ra'an, the Ra group and the Elohim at a different time. I would appreciate it. And thank you and Terry so much for being here at this time, for helping me listen and hear them finally, to feel them again. Thank you, Janine. Now, I'm not sure what she's asking there. She sounds like she wants the Ra group to answer that, and the Elohim at a different time, okay? You know what?
The answer is the same. The answer is the answer. And it would be the same whether the Ra group or the Elohim group would answer. We see that you are very empathetic. You are able to go into resonance and actually have some feeling concerning animals and plants and trees to be able to get the beauty and the sadness and the wisdom in the life, the prana that is around you, and to sense it.
And is that the answer?
Yes.
Okay.
This can be a beautiful thing. This can be a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Let's see.
When you develop this, this can lead to great gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Great gifts of insight and connection and even prediction.
I think it becomes a problem for people when they're still developing wisdom of this realm and they become sensitive to everything and it just kind of goes into their system and they have to process it, both good and bad.
Yes, knowing what it is, you are sensing something that another is feeling, and you allow that to happen. You are the wonderful gift of being able to see it to experience it. And then assign it not to yourself, assign it to the cause of what is causing it, and honor that, and knowing of what it is will help to put it in perspective.
Mm-hmm. I think there's something in a human that's been trained that sympathy is a good thing. And there's a difference between sympathy and empathy. Because
yes,
with sympathy, you internalize the vibration of the other person and take it in. With empathy,
and maybe feel sorry for it, and that is not necessarily the best thing for the person,
yeah,
the other person.
Right. Empathy, you feel it without taking it in. Or don't, you know,
right,
you take it in minimal.
I mean, you can take it in. You can feel it and take it in, but assign it to the correct cause. Make correct assignments of what you are experiencing.
It doesn't get stuck with you, in other words. Unless you
right,
want it to.
Just move on.
Okay.
Move on through it. Yeah. Don't.
Yeah.
Work over it.
I used to have this visualization where that would happen to me, and I'd imagine a hot air balloon, and I'd stick it in the hot air balloon, and I'd let it go, and I'd watch it float off into the sky, and used to work for me to help let things go. Okay, next question. This is from Edna. I am reading a book by Phyllis Shepherd called Radical Wholeness. It is an interesting book since it talks about the connection between the brain and our heads. It's the brain in our abdomen area, which he calls the body's intelligence, located in the pelvic bone. Well, that's interesting. Brain in our head and the brain in our abdomen. So the pelvis bowl intelligent brings clear and concise universal answers to problems and questions, which beats the knowledge of the brain inside our heads. Now, I'm not sure that's true, but maybe this woman is saying that. I agree that there is a powerful intelligence in my belly area, and it feels to me like the center of my body's life. Also, it seems to be directly linked to all that is in the universe. Many times when I need answers for a question, a solution to a problem, I get out of my head and I pay attention to my belly area next to my stomach. And I really feel like another brain is working powerfully to get a solution or answer to whatever I need. What is this force or brain power in our belly area that seems so much more powerful than the brain in our heads? Can the sources comment on that?
Thank you. This is connected with the control chakra, the assimilation chakra. And so there are spinning energies in this area. And you have intelligence through your whole body. You have a particularly developed area in that. And so it is as you listen to the wisdoms and evaluate them, you see what you can call up and what you can help you with to give you forward direction. You have intelligences in other areas of your body, too. You're particularly one in the belly area is particularly more developed. So, are you there? Let me go and see what happened here.
Hello?
Okay, thank you. Yes, we hear you now, Ben.
We hear you now.
Okay. All right. Now, what is the name of that chakra? It's in your stomach area.
Some of the people call it the control chakra. Some of the people call it the assimilation chakra.
It's a name, though. Okay.
The name of the...
I mentioned it many times in our calls. You know, it's the seat of power as a
yes.
chakra. The seat
yes.
of power. It's like what... when people do martial arts, they're taught to radiate energy from that area of their body.
Yes.
And it intimidates the other people and helps them win matches. And,
yes.
And I can't remember what it's called. Okay. So let's see here. What time is it? It is, we have 4 minutes. And... I have to think of a question, okay? I think we've got all the questions for tonight. Thank you all for your questions. And I know what I'll ask. I'll ask for donations, and I'll ask our sources. What is there really a benefit for tithing, or is it just a way for people to siphon money from you?
There is a definite benefit for tithing. You connect up with what it is that you are donating to as your intentions and your presence to some degree follows, where you put your money. So when you donate, know that you are so connecting farther with what you are donating for. And you can open up your ability to receive as what you donate helps you to open up your ability to receive back. Those are a couple things.
I remember in one group I was part of, the people that made regular donations became more successful because giving and receiving are actually part of the same action. And so when you're giving, you're truly giving from your heart. You also open up to receiving from your heart. And so on that note, if anyone would like to make a donation, you know, I don't like to ask, except occasionally we get really close. In particular, keeping our programs on BBS radio is, you know, it's like $500 a month, which we don't usually make enough in donations to cover that. And we're overdrawn, and they've been very gracious to let us be overdrawn. And
we are badly overdrawn. $3,000 overdrawn.
Don't tell them how much. So if anyone wants to make a donation, at the bottom of the spiritchannel.net, there's a donate button, okay? And I think there's another one on intelligent-infinity.com. And if you're desperate, you can put money in the mail, whatever you want, to 2675 Highway 89A. Make it out to Book Talk, Sedona 86336. Okay? And on that note, we're going to end this call. And we're going to go to Whole Planet Healing. And I'm sure you all know what that is. But phone number, I'm sure you know what that is. But I'll tell you in case anyone's listening. 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 260-513.
712-250-250-513.
All right, what would I do without you?
Yeah.
250-712-770-4340. 250-513 pound. And
you can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com, the webpage. Wholeplanethealing.com.
Thank you. Okay. And on that note, I'm
unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.